今天早上正道的题目是当预备迎接你的神的第九讲，那是如何，现在还是如何。
Today's sermon topic is Prepare to meet your God part 9. I am just as vigorous now as I was then.
各位我的朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning brothers and sisters and friends.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray in one heart.
所以天父，我真的同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to and praises to you.
就好似刚刚所唱嘅诗歌，我哋衷心爱你到永远，系实在系我哋里边心中嘅盼望同埋祷告。
Just as the hymn we just sang, to love you with our wholeheartedly loving you is our desire and hope.
就因为虽然主你系几咁爱我哋
，because although you love us so dearly，
但我哋活在地上嘅时候，仍然被好多嘅事情所牵制。
While we live on earth, we are entangled by a lot of things.
主要求你真系帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
你主，你知道我哋嘅本性，知道我哋只不过系尘土。
No, Lord, you know our true selves. You know that we are just dust.
主要求你今朝早上，你对我哋每个人说话。
This morning, may you speak to us yourself.
帮助我哋，让我哋真系能够喺每个生活里边，能够衷心嘅爱你，直到我哋见你面嘅时候。
So that in our daily life we can truly love you wholeheartedly until we see you face to face.
你求主你嘅宝血去洁净同埋我哋每一个人过犯同埋罪孽。
May your precious blood cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
你求圣灵嘅恩膏能力与孩子同在。
May the anointing and power be with the speaker.
求主你亲自嘅说话。
May you yourself speak to us.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在上一次信息里面，我们看到加麦山上面的征战。
In our previous sermon, we could see the battle on Mount Carmel.
当人尊神为神，毫无保留地将他们所珍贵的水奉献出去的时候，神喜悦，神悦纳。
When people truly honored God as God, unreservedly offering the precious water to God,God was pleased and he accepted it.
神行了一个伟大的神迹，神从天上降下复兴的火。
God performed a great miracle. He sent down the fire of revival from heaven.
当时的人俯伏在地，呼叫说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
At that time, people fell prostrate and cried, The Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God.
我们看到神的名得着高举，得着荣耀。
We can see the name of God being exalted and glorified.
那些人起来杀了加麦山上面的假先知。
And they rose up to kill the false prophets on Mount Carmel.
我们看到加麦山上面大大的得胜。
We could see the great triumph on Mount Carmel.
我们看到神花了超过三年时间的功夫，终于有结果了。
We can see that God after spending 3 years of intense effort, we could see the result.
因为我睇到祭坛被恢复
，we could see the altar being restored.
坛上边嘅火再次被重烧起上嚟啦。
And the fire in the altar being reignited.
神同埋人嘅关系得到重建。
And the relationship between God and man was rebuilt.
但系冇几耐之后，佢哋落山，翻翻到佢平日生活，佢哋又是重蹈覆辙啦。
But soon afterwards, when they went down the mountain, they resumed their normal life and they went back to their former ways.
佢哋仍然嘅远离神，仍然嘅拜偶像。
They were still distant from God and still worshiping idols.
当皇后耶西别要杀先知以利亚嘅时候，冇一个人企出嚟讲半句说话。
When Queen Jezebel proclaimed that he would kill the prophet Elijah, no one dared to come out and say anything.
他们属灵的光景同从前一模一样。
Their spiritual state was just as the same as before.
当我们默想在加麦山上面发生的情形，可能我们都可以感受到神心里面那种伤痛。
When we meditate on the situation on Mount Carmel, perhaps we could imagine the grief of God.
神花了超过三年的时间准备要在加麦山上面行要他做的事情。
God spent 3 years to prepare what he was going to do on Mount Carmel.
神的目的是要以色列人回转。
The purpose of God was for the Israelites to return.
為的就要重建神同人之間的關係。
In order to rebuild the relationship between God and man.
為的就要住在他們的中間。
In order to dwell among them.
同樣每一次神感動我們的時候，神的目的是要我們回轉。
Similarly, every time when God moves us, His purpose is for us to return.
在營會、在教會崇拜、在我們的靈修，或者我們讀了一些屬靈的文章，我們心裡面被感動。
In church camps, during Sunday service, in our daily devotion, or after we read some spiritual literature, our heart is greatly moved.
我們覺得這個信息很好，很幫助了我們，正是我們需要的。
We feel that this message is really good, it's helpful for us, and it's exactly what we need.
我們祈禱我們心願能夠從此好好地為主而活，但是沒多久之後，我們又是重蹈覆轍，好像從前那樣。
We pray that we can live for the Lord, but soon afterwards, we will go back to our former ways, just like before.
我發覺事實上，我哋同當日嘅以色列人面對係一個同樣嘅挑戰。
As a matter of fact, we are facing the same challenge as the Israelites on those days.
救恩係一次得救，永遠得救。如果我哋真係信主，我哋唔會失去救恩。
Salvation is once saved, forever saved. If we truly believe in the Lord, we will not lose the salvation.
但正如以色列人的歷史和我們的經驗都去證實，屬靈的德性是沒有永遠的德性。
But as it is verified by the history of Israel and our own experience, spiritual victory does not last forever.
山上的德性沒有保證山下的德性。
The victory on the mountain does not guarantee the victory down the mountain.
一次的德性不等于说下一次同样的德性。
One time victory does not equate to the victory next time again.
属灵是没有侥幸。
Spiritual experience is not by chance.
今天的世界里面很多的事情都是往走下坡路。
In this world, a lot of things are going down slope.
夫妻同丈夫和妻子的关系在下跌，我们看到很多的家庭分裂。
The relationship between husbands and wife are going downward, and we can see a lot of families breaking down.
人的道德水平下滑，暴力不法的事情不断的增多。
The moral values of men are going down slope, and there are more and more instances of violence and lawlessness.
我们今天听到的罪案，我们十年前想都没想过。
Some of the crimes that we hear today were unimaginable 10 years ago.
这个世界越来越不平安，到处都充斥着战争的消息。
This world is becoming more and more unpeaceful. Everywhere there is news of war.
整个世界的气候都变得混乱。
The climate of the whole world is chaotic.
我们去到哪里都是坏消息，就好像地心吸力一样，天上边、地下边，到处都是向下滑。
No matter where we go, we can only hear bad news. It is just like gravitational force pulling everything from heaven and earth to go down slope.
但是按照神的话，人里面的属灵的生命和力量，人和神的关系是可以向上再向上。
But according to the word of God, the spiritual life and strength of man and the relationship with God can go up and up again.
保罗说我们外体虽然毁坏，内心却可以一天新似一天。
Paul says that though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
就好像加勒那个年代的人，虽然有600,000人倒在旷野里面，加勒却能够说我还是强壮，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
Just like the generation of Caleb, although 600,000 people died in the wilderness, Caleb could say, I am still as strong today. I'm just as vigorous now as I was then.
加勒讲紧嘅系45年啊。
Caleb is talking about a length of 45 years.
45年是一段很长的时间。
45 years is a very long stretch of time.
加拿怎麼能夠在一段這麼漫長的日子裡面能夠保持他的力量呢?
How could Caleb maintain his vigor during this long stretch of time?
有件事神重複的稱讚加勒就是神說加勒另有一個心志。
There is something which God repeatedly praises Caleb. God says that he has a different spirit.
英文 NIV 的翻譯就是 different spirit, 一個不一樣的心志。
It is a kind of spirit that is different.
加勒和其他人他的不一樣在哪裡呢?
Then what is so different about his spirit?
到處都是走下坡路，是怎樣令加勒可以那時如何，現在還是如何呢？
Everything was going downhill, but what helped Caleb to be just as vigorous now as he was then?
從加勒身上，我們發覺有三樣我們可以學習。
From Caleb, there are three things that we can learn from.
第一，一個強烈的渴慕。
Firstly, a strong desire.
第二，一個清楚的目標。
Secondly, a clear goal.
第三，我們全力以赴。
Thirdly, we have to do our utmost.
第一，加勒有一個強烈的渴慕，他很想得到神要給他的，神要給他的。
Firstly, Caleb had a strong desire. He really longed to have what God was going to give him.
神曾經應許以色列人要將迦南地賜給他們。
God promised the Israelites that they would take possession of every place.
神應該把他們腳掌所踏之地都要賜給他們。
God said that He would give them possession of every place where they set their foot.
當加勒、約書亞同埋其他十個探子去到迦南嘅時候，迦南被希伯倫所吸引啦。
When Caleb, Joshua, and the other 10 spies came into the land of Canaan, Caleb was attracted by Hebron.
佢好想得到希伯倫。
He really wanted to get Hebron.
所以神答應要將希伯倫賜俾佢。
Therefore, God promised to give him Hebron.
過了45年，加勒仍然很想得到神要他賜給他的希伯倫。
After 45 years, Caleb was still very desirous of God giving him the land of Hebron.
第一件事情我們從加勒身上學到的就是，如果我們要得到神所應許的，我們一定要先有一個很強烈要得到的渴望。
The first thing that we can learn from Caleb is, if we want to get what God promised, we must have a strong desire or longing to have it.
在哥林多前書九章24節，保羅比喻這種渴慕就好像運動員想拿金牌一樣。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, the Apostle Paul gives an analogy that it is just like athletes longing to get a gold prize.
他說我們要好像運動員那樣跑。
He says we have to run like the athletes.
或者我們不是很多人有跑步的經驗。
Perhaps not many of us have the experience of competing in a race.
但我想我們很多人曾經嘗試找工作的經驗。
But a lot of us have the experience of trying to find a job.
尤其是這份工作有好幾百人都在申請中。
Particularly,Some jobs will attract hundreds of applications.
我哋一定會竭盡全力去好好嘅準備。
We will certainly do our utmost to do the preparation.
我哋會常常都諗到。
We will always consider this.
去到邊度都諗到。
Wherever we go, we will think about it.
夜晚醒咗都會諗到。
Even at night when we wake up, we will think about it.
我哋迫切嘅為呢件事情禱告，甚至請弟兄姊妹為我哋禱告。
We pray earnestly for this, and we even ask brothers and sisters to pray for us.
里面就是想要得到，想要得到。
There is a strong desire in us to get it.
加勒好想得到希伯伦，他想到的地步，强烈到的地步，即使过了45年都没改变。
Caleb longed to have Hebron to such an extent that even after 45 years,The longing did not change.
我哋有冇啲嘢係我哋45年前想要嘅，我哋今日仍然想要
？Is there something that we wanted 45 years ago and we still long for it today?
所以我哋今日有冇一件對一件事有強烈嘅渴慕？時間就係一個好好嘅試驗。
Therefore, whether we have a strong longing for something, time is a good test.
所以澳洲買車買屋有所謂 cooling off period 呢個冷靜期。
In Australia, when we buy a car or a property, there is a cooling off period.
喺加勒佢唔單止好想得到希伯倫，喺加勒身上有一件事情，我哋更加值得我哋去羨慕去學習嘅，就係、是、加勒更想得到神嘅喜悅。
Not only Caleb was longing to have Hebron, from Caleb there is something we have to desire and learn from is that he wanted to please God all the more.
我睇到約書亞記二十一章，利未人求約書亞要將城邑俾佢哋住，同埋城邑嘅郊野，讓佢哋可以牧羊生畜。
From Joshua chapter 21, we can see the Levites asking Joshua to give them the towns to live in and also the pastureland around the town.
Josiah 就为他们念求。
So Joshua cast lots for them.
而念求的结果刚刚好就是加勒梦寐以求的希伯伦。
And the result of the casting of lots was that it was the Hebron that Caleb was longing for.
当时念求的背后是神的决定。
Behind the result of the casting of lots, it was the decision of God.
所以当神要求加勒将希伯伦交出来的时候，加勒就将犹大山地的希伯伦和石围的郊野都给了利未人。
Therefore, when God asked Caleb to give out Hebron, Caleb handed out the area around Hebron and the pasture lands around it.
加勒呢個行動唔容易啊
！This action from Caleb was not easy.
加勒四十五年一直好想得到呢個地方，得到之後神問佢要，佢立刻順服。
Caleb had been longing to get this place for 45 years, but after he got it, God asked him for it, and he immediately obeyed.
你覺得似唔似好似亞伯拉罕獻上以撒一樣？
Do you feel it's just like when Abraham offered Isaac as offering?
神应许亚伯拉罕要赐俾佢一个仔，亚伯拉罕等咗二十五年，终于得到以撒。
God promised to give a son to Abraham. After waiting for 25 years, he finally got Isaac.
当神要亚伯拉罕献上以撒，亚伯拉罕朝早就起身就即刻去啦。
When God asked Abraham to offer Isaac,Early in the morning, Abraham, when he got out of bed, he started his journey.
他走了三日去到摩利亚山，就将以撒献给神。当时神好喜悦。
After walking for 3 days, when he reached the region of Moriah, he offered Isaac to God, and at that time, God was very pleased.
在这里我看到加勒一样，他很希望得到希伯伦。
Here we can see Caleb was the same. He was longing to get Hebron.
但当神问他攞翻翻嚟嘅时候，佢立刻就俾神，因为佢更在乎神嘅喜悦。
But when God asked him for it, he immediately returned it to God because what he cared more was to please God.
咁我哋能唔能够做到第一点？我哋真系想要得到神要赐俾我哋时间。是一个好好的试验。
Today, whether we can achieve the first point, well, whether when we God give to us, time is a good test.
例如话，我哋好想好好嘅爱主，但系过一年、两年，甚至乎十年，我哋系咪仍系爱主咧
？For example, we say we want to love the Lord, but after 1 year, 2 years, or even 10 years.Do we love the Lord?
好似一首詩歌嘅歌詞，我曾經愛救主，如今更親愛。有幾多人仍然可以從心裏邊唱呢首詩歌咧
？As in the lyrics of a hymn, if ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. How many can sing this hymn from the bottom of their hearts?
但我哋能唔能夠做到第二點？我哋心裏邊有數。
We know very well whether we can do the second point.
例如我哋向神求神赐俾我哋份工作，当我哋得到工作之后，我哋好感谢神。
For example, when we ask God to give us a job, after we get the job, we thank Him.
但系奉献上边，我哋嘅态度又系点嘅样
But in relation to offering, what is our attitude?
当我们求神赐给我们健康，当神真的赐给我们健康的时候，我们又怎么样去运用我们的时间？
For example, we ask God to give us health. When God really gives us health, how do we use our time?
我们有没有更多的时间去亲近神呢？
Do we have more time to draw near to God?
例如我们求神赐给我们有家庭儿女，当神真的赐给我们家庭儿女的时候，我们每日生活里面的优先次序又是怎么样的安排呢？
When we ask God to give us a family and children, and then we have family and children, then how do we set the priority in our daily life?
主说财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。
The Lord says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我们心会跟着我们内心里面最在乎的东西。
Our heart will follow what we care the most.
我们每日生活，我们每日生活里面的决定，我们生活里面的优先次序，我们金钱的使用，都常常反映在我们心里面是什么东西。
Our life, our daily decisions, the priority in our life and how we use our money,all reflect where our heart is.
我们心会告诉我们知道，我是不是真的想要得到神的喜悦。
Our heart will tell us whether we truly want to long for what God gives to us.
加勒真的很想得到神要赐给他的。
Caleb really longed for what God was going to give to him.
他都真的很想得到神的喜悦。
He really wanted to please God.
所以他专心的跟从主。
Therefore, he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
对于属神的人，专心跟随主的反面，不是专心跟随世界。
For people who belong to God, the opposite of following God wholeheartedly is not following the world wholeheartedly.
专心跟随主的反面是心慈两意。
The opposite of following the Lord wholeheartedly is being double-minded.
在加勒时代，以色列人最根本的问题就是心慈两意。
In the time of Caleb, the most fundamental problem of Israelites was that they were double-minded.
他一方面想要迦南地的丰富，另一方面又很怀念埃及里面的食物。
On the one hand, they desired the abundance in the land of Canaan, but on the other hand, they missed the food in Egypt.
加密山上面的以色列人都是一样，他们很想要得到神的赐福，但是又很想要得到巴力的好处。
The Israelites on Mount Carmel were also like that. They wanted to have the blessings from God, and they also wanted to have the benefits from Baal.
神花超过三年的时间要预备去行加力山上面的神迹，目的是要让他们明白耶和华只是真神。
God spent more than 3 years to prepare the miracles on Mount Carmel. The purpose was them to understand only the Lord is true God.
目的是要他们从心慈两意里面回转，专心的跟随主。
The purpose was for them to change from the path of being double-minded and to instead of that follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
当我们信主的时候，我们唱诗歌，我已经决定跟随主耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。
When we were converted to Christ, we sang the hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
但是今天是什么令我们再唱不到这首诗歌呢？
But today, what is causing us not being able to sing this hymn?
是什么令我们变得心慈良意呢？
What makes us turning into a person of being double-minded.
每一次神感动我的时候，神都希望我们能够回转。
Every time when God moves us, He wants us to turn back.
属灵的道路是没有侥幸的，心慈良意是行不到到终点。
The spiritual path is not by chance. Being double-minded cannot bring us to the finish point.
主话有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这个需要我们有一个很强烈的渴望，我们真的很想得到神要给我们的。
This requires a strong desire from us, a longing to have what God gives us.
第二，加勒一個好清楚嘅目標就係希伯倫。
Secondly, Caleb had a very clear goal, that is Hebron.
佢好想要得到神要俾佢嘅，呢個就變成咗佢嘅目標。
He longed for this from God, so this became his goal.
我諗我哋都會有啲屬靈嘅目標。
I think we all have some spiritual goals.
可能每日靈修，或者係傳福音，或者係關懷一啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps daily devotion or sharing the gospel or caring for brothers and sisters.
但係呢啲係我哋嘅心願啊，定係我哋嘅目標咧？
But are these our desires or our goals?
心願好寶貴，但係心願同目標唔同。
Desires are precious.But desires are different from goals.
從加勒身上，我哋睇到目標有啲特點。
From Caleb, we can see that there are some characteristics about goals.
第一，目標係經得起時間嘅考驗。
Firstly, goals can stand the test of time.
當加勒喺45年前見到希伯倫嘅時候，佢好想要得到。
When Caleb saw Hebron 45 years ago, he desired to have it.
即使過咗45年，佢仍然好想得到希伯倫嘅心，從來都未改變。
Even after 45 years, the heart of desiring Hebron did not change.
今日好多時候，我哋講我哋嘅目標，其實只不過係心願，或者根本我哋都冇目標。
Today, when we talk about goals, perhaps they are only desires, or even we don't have any goals.
例如我哋話，我哋每日都要靈修、讀經、親近主，但係發覺我哋唔能夠維持。
For example, we say our goal is have daily devotion and to draw near the Lord, but we find that we are not persistent enough.
所以我哋有嘅只不過係個心願，唔係一個目標。
Therefore, what we have is just a desire, not a goal.
第二，目標會成為我哋生活裏邊嘅中心。
Secondly, a goal will become the center of our life.
我哋每日生活里边谂啲乜嘢，我哋计划、我哋决定都要环绕住呢个目标。
What we think about every day, what we plan for, and our decisions all surround this goal.
圣经冇记载到加勒同埋以色列人喺旷野漂流40年，加勒做啲咩嘢
？The Bible has not recorded what Caleb was doing during the 40 years of wandering in the desert.
但聖經告訴他知道，當加勒85歲的時候，他說，我還是強壯，像摩西打發我去的那天一樣，無論是爭戰，是出入，我的力量，那是如何，現在還是如何。
But when he was 85 years of age, he said, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
加勒嘅見證話俾佢知道，佢一直都喺度準備。
Caleb's testimony tells us that he had been preparing.
佢好似奧運選手一樣，佢哋做啲咩嘢，唔做啲咩嘢，都環繞住要得到金牌呢個目標。
Just like the athletes for the Olympic Games.What they do, what they don't do, all surround the goal of getting the gold prize.
他們生活非常有秩序。
Their life is very disciplined.
他們會吃足夠的營養，他們不會吃一些奶級食物。
They have sufficient intake of nutrients and they will never eat junk food.
他們有足夠的睡眠，會花很多時間去訓練。
They have sufficient sleep and spend a lot of time exercising.
所以有人話台上一分鐘，台下10年功。
Therefore, the preparation behind the scenes is thousands more times than that people can see on stage.
佢哋思想、佢哋計劃、佢哋決定都係環繞住要得到金牌。
Their thoughts, their plans, and decisions all surround the goal of getting the gold prize.
第三，目標會讓我哋能夠忍耐。
Thirdly, the goal will enable us to persevere.
以色列人被神懲罰，他們在曠野漂流了40年，40年講過是很長的一段時間。
The Israelites were punished by God. They had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years is very long time.
加勒因為以色列人的叛逆，他浪費了自己40年。
Because of the rebelliousness of the Israelites, Caleb had to waste 40 years of his life.
但看到加勒從來都沒有抱怨。
But Caleb never complained.
他陪著以色列人在曠野行走。
he wandered in the desert with the rest of the Israelites.
以色列人口渴, 加勒都口渴。
The Israelites were thirsty, Caleb was also thirsty.
以色列人没有肉食, 加勒都没有肉食。
The Israelites did not have meat to eat, he also did not have meat to eat.
以色列人要行难走的路, 加勒同样要行难走的路。
The Israelites had to walk a difficult journey, Caleb also had to walk a difficult journey.
但他看不到加勒有一次的投诉，安静地跟着以色列人在旷野行走了40年。
But we cannot see Caleb complaining for even once. He quietly followed the Israelites and wandered in the desert for 40 years.
第四，目标促使我们专一地跟从神。
Fourthly, the goal prompts us to follow God single-mindedly.
主的诗歌的歌词，不东张西望，一心一意跟随主。
As in the Chinese Christian song, we do not look around but follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
当人有目标, 人就不会东张西望。
When we have the goal, we will not look around.
我们看到加勒专一的跟从主, 他40岁的时候他跟从主。
We can see that Caleb wholeheartedly followed the Lord, not only when he followed the Lord at the age of 40.
过了40年，他85岁，加勒仍然跟从主。
Even after 45 years, at the age of 80, even after 45 years, at the age of 85, he was still following the Lord.
甚至到他死，加勒仍然跟从主。
Even until his death, he was following the Lord.
加勒圣经里面少数没提到他有犯过错的一个属灵伟人。
Caleb is one of the few outstanding spiritual figures about whom there is no mention of personal faults in the Bible.
教会里面的希伯伦讲到一个属灵的高峰。
The Hebron in the Old Testament is about a spiritual pinnacle.
在新约的时候，我们都有一个属灵的高峰。
In the New Testament time, we can also see a spiritual pinnacle.
这个属灵的高峰就是属灵的希伯伦。
This spiritual pinnacle is spiritual Hebron.
这个属灵的希伯伦就是要得到一个不能够坏的冠冕。
This spiritual Hebron wanted to have a crown that will last forever.
这个属灵的希伯伦就是保罗的目标。
This spiritual Hebron is the goal of Paul.
保罗在哥林多前书9章25节说， 我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, Paul says, But we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
保罗在腓立比书3章15节说， 我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
Paul also says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, All of us who are mature should take such a view of things.
完全人指到灵性上面比较成长的信徒。
Mature means those believers who are relatively more mature spiritually.
換句話說，我們中間比較成長的基督徒都應該有一個目標，就是要得這個冠冕。
In other words, among us, the more mature Christians should have a goal, the goal of getting the crown.
我相信我們大部分弟兄姊妹都已經信主超過5年，我們已經不是屬靈的嬰孩了。
I think most of our brothers and sisters have been converted to Christ for more than 5 years, so we are not spiritual babies.
保罗提醒我们总要存这样的心，就是要得冠冕。
Paul reminds us that we should take such a view of things, that is, to obtain the crown.
对于初信的基督徒，保罗都在腓立比书3章16节讲到， 然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
For new converts, Paul has this exhortation in Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
好像上学一样，一年班有一年班的目标。
Just like going to school, grade 1 students have the goal for grade 1.
二年班有二年班的目标。
Grade 2 students have the goal for grade 2.
三年班亦都有三年班的目标。
Grade 3 students have the goal for grade 3.
换句话说，同样有目标，不过是按部就班。
In other words, they all have a goal, but the goals are progressive.
讲我哋读三年班，然后讲我哋嘅目标系一年班嘅目标。
We can't say that we are in a grade three class, but we have the goal of grade one.
所以我哋唔能够讲我哋信咗主十年、二十年，但系我哋目标仍然好似初信主嘅时候一样。
Therefore, we can't say that we have been converted to Christ for 10 years, 20 years, but our goal is just like when we were newly converted.
保罗话：若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Paul says, if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
所以个目标系神决定嘅。
Therefore, the goal is set by God.
如果我哋真系信主，我哋真系追求圣灵会喺度里边指引我哋嘅。
Therefore, if we are truly converted to Christ, and the Holy Spirit in us will guide us.
圣灵喺我哋里边感动我哋，用神嘅话语提醒我哋。
God will move us within ourselves and also remind us with the Word of God.
当我哋顺服嘅时候，我哋就得生命，得平安。
When we obey, we have life and peace.
当我哋坐飞机，我哋有目的地；当我哋揸车嘅时候，我哋有目的地。
When we go on the plane, we have a destination. When we drive our car, we also have a destination.
同样，当我哋走天路嘅时候，我哋一定要有目标。
Similarly, on our heavenly path, we should have a goal.
我嘅基督徒，不论系初信或者系成熟嘅基督徒，都应该有另一个目标。而不是单纯只是一个心愿。
We Christians, whether newly converts or those who are mature, should have a spiritual goal, not just a desire.
第三，加勒的全力以赴要达到他的目标。
Thirdly, Caleb was doing his utmost in order to attain his goal.
之前提到圣经冇记载到加勒喺旷野同埋以色列人漂流嘅时候，四十年佢做咗啲咩嘢
？I just mentioned that the Bible has not recorded what Caleb was doing during the 45 years when he was wandering in the desert with the Israelites。
但系当加勒八十五嘅时候，佢话我还是强壮，就好似四十五年前我嘅力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
But when Caleb was 85 years of age, he said, I am still as strong today as I was 45 years ago. I'm just as vigorous now as I was then.
这个是违反天然律的，因为我们的身体总是一天一天的毁坏。
This is contrary to the natural law because our body deteriorates day by day.
摩西说我们一生的年日是70岁，强壮的可以到80岁。
Moses says, the length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength.
摩西和加勒都是同时代的人，摩西最多比加勒大概大40岁左右。
Moses and Caleb belong to the same generation. At the most, Moses was 40 years senior to Caleb's age.
加勒85的时候，他说他力量好像他40岁时候的一样。
When Caleb was 85 years old, his strength was just like when he was 40.
所以从加勒的说话，我们看到40年的旷野生活，当人没有注意的时候，加勒全力以赴的为了这个征战去准备自己。
From Caleb's word, we can see that in the 40 years of experience of wandering in the desert, when no one noticed, Caleb was doing his utmost to prepare for the battle.
保罗说，凡较力争战的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕。
Paul says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last.
之前我读这段经文的时候，没什么感觉，但今次这个奥运会，我听到一些运动员分享他们过去受训时候的感受和经历。
In the past, when I read this passage, I didn't have much feeling. But in this year's Olympic Games, after I heard about some athletes sharing the experience when they were undergoing training.
一个中国跳水选手说她一日要跳300次。
A Chinese diving athlete said that she had to practice diving 300 times a day.
在这上面看到他背着一个重量，在架上面不断的转圈。
In the video clip, I could see her carrying a heavy weight on his back and repetitively practicing going round and round in circles on the platform.
這些運動員說他們的重量會影響到他們跳水的表現，所以除了重量訓練之外，他們更加要禁食。
These athletes said that their body weight will affect the performance of diving. Therefore, besides going through weight trainings, they also had to undergo fasting.
我們很難想像經過一天的體能操練，應該很肚餓的時候，他們仍然去禁食。
It is hard for us to imagine that after a whole day's strenuous exercise, it is a time when they are very hungry, but they have to go fasting.
保羅說這些運動員只不過要得個冠冕，是不能夠存留，是會朽壞的。
Paul says these athletes were only trying to get a crown. This crown will not last forever, it will perish.
為了得一個會壞的冠冕，這些運動員尚且全力以赴。
In order to get this crown which will not last forever, these athletes would do their utmost.
我們基督徒要得到一個不能夠壞的冠冕，一個永恆的冠冕，我們怎樣可能不需要全力以赴呢？
For us Christians who are desiring to get a crown which is everlasting, which will not perish, how is it that we don't have to do our utmost?
在地上或者我們都沒有資格被揀選參加奧運會。
On earth, perhaps we are not qualified to be selected to take part in Olympic Games.
但自從我們成為基督徒之後，神都將我們放在賽跑場上，代表天國去比賽。
But after becoming Christians, God places us in a stadium to run the race to represent the heavenly kingdom.
保羅說：我是攻克己心，叫身服我，恐怕我傳福音給別人，自己反被棄絕了。
Paul says, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
比賽結束的時候有兩個結果， 得冠冕或者是被廢棄。
At the end of the competition, there are two results, whether they get the crown or being disqualified.
主耶穌基督說，被召的人多，被選上的人少。
The Lord Jesus says, many are invited, but few are chosen.
加勒和60萬以色列人一起離開埃及，我們看到加勒得到獎賞，得到希伯倫。
Caleb and 600,000 Israelites left Egypt. We can see Caleb obtaining the prize. He obtained Hebron.
但同佢一齊嘅以色列人卻被廢棄。But
the Israelites that were with him were rejected.
因為佢哋心慈良義，佢哋唔願意付代價。
Because they were double-minded, they did not want to pay the price.
所以結局就係佢哋要付上一個更高嘅代價，就係佢哋全部都死喺曠野。
The result was that they had to pay a higher price. They all had to die in the wilderness.
當我哋全力以赴要去得獎賞嘅時候，聖經講神會幫助我哋。When
we do our utmost to get this prize, the Bible tells us that God will help us.
加勒同約書亞講喺約書亞記十四章十二節，那裏有亞納族人，並寬大堅固城，你也曾聽見了。或者耶和華照他所應許的與我同在，我就把他們趕出去。Caleb
said to Joshua, the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said.
中文嘅翻譯係或者。
The Chinese translation says it's perhaps.
但英文 NIV 嘅翻譯唔係或者，唔係可能，唔係睇情形。But
the NIV translation does not mean perhaps or possibly or depending on the situation.
係咩咧？係 but 但是。
It is the word but.
所以经文应该这样读，那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城，但是耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Therefore we should read the passage like that. There were Anakites and also fortified cities, but the Lord according to his promise was with me, so I drove them out.
所以虽然要达到目标是会有挑战，要付代价，但当人愿意全力以赴的时候，神会帮助。
Therefore, although to achieve the goal, there are challenges and we have to pay the price, but when we are willing to do our utmost, God will help.
所以关键不是说我们能不能够做到，而是我们有没有全力以赴。
Therefore, the key is not whether we can do it, is whether we do our utmost.
要得冠冕，我哋要全力以赴。保罗自己亦都话：我是攻克己心，叫身服我。
Therefore, to get a prize, we have to do our utmost. Paul himself also says, "I beat my body and make it my slave."
就好似奥运选手一样，佢哋要全力以赴，佢去得到金牌。
Just like the athletes in the Olympic Games, they have to do their utmost to get the gold prize.
他们要作出很多的牺牲，付上很大的代价。
They have to make a lot of sacrifices and pay a high price.
有一个台湾的奥运选手，他说他训练的时候很辛苦，有时候夜晚醒都会哭。
An athlete from Taiwan says that when she was undergoing training, she was having a hard time. Even at the night when she woke up, she would cry.
但佢冇放弃，佢全力以赴，佢后来佢真系得到一面金牌。
But she did not give up. She did her utmost. So at the end, she really got the gold prize.
就当佢翻台湾嘅时候，台湾政府派一个战机喺佢坐嘅飞机旁边陪住佢飞。
Therefore, when he returned to Taiwan, the Taiwanese government sent a jet fighter.To go side by side with her plane to welcome her.
嗰個戰機仲時不時放一啲煙花，即係煙火出嚟，或者同佢祝賀恭喜佢。
The fighter jet would propel smoke display to congratulate and to cheer her up.
呢個運動員好開心，過去嘅辛苦嘅訓練，夜晚流嘅眼淚都係值得嘅。
This athlete was very happy.All the hardships she had undergone during training and all the tears that she shed were all worthwhile.
總結今日信息，救恩是一次得救，永遠得救。
To conclude today's message, salvation is once saved, forever saved.
但是跟隨主的路上，沒有一次屬靈，永遠屬靈。
But on the path of following the Lord, it is not that once spiritual, forever spiritual.
要維持跟神之間的關係
，to maintain the relationship with God，
要彈性的火不斷的燒
，for the fire on the altar to continue to burn。
我哋需要有一個強烈的渴慕，好想得到神要俾我哋嘅。
We should have a strong longing, desiring to have God give what we want。
我哋有一個清楚的目標。
We should have a clear goal。
好多基督徒有心愿，但系唔系目标。
A lot of Christians have the desire, but not the goal.
目标系经得起时间考验。
Goals can stand the test of time.
目标会成为我哋生活里边嘅中心。
A goal can become the center of our life.
目标会叫我哋能够忍耐。
The goal can enable us to persevere.
目标会叫我哋能够专一嘅跟从神。
The goal will prompt us to follow God wholeheartedly.
我曾經分享過最近參加一個老弟兄的安息禮拜。
I have shared that I recently participated in the memorial service of an elderly brother in Christ.
我分享過裏邊最後一幕好感動。
I find that the last scene was very touching.
一棺木放喺個台上邊，台嘅右邊有一條簾。
The casket was placed on the stand.And on the right side of the stage, there was a screen.
到最後的時候，詩歌響起，跟住棺木就慢慢嘅喺向台下邊咁落落去。
At the end, when the Christian song was played, this casket was slowly descended.
同一時間，這個簾就慢慢地從右邊向左邊慢慢地移動，直至到將這個台完全地遮住。
At the same time, the screen slowly turned from the right-hand side of the stage to the left-hand side until it covered the whole stage.
有句說話說人生好像演戲一樣。
There is a Chinese saying that life is like a play on stage.
如果你睇過戲，都話會發覺到戲結束嘅時候，台上嘅簾會慢慢合上。
If you have watched a play, you'll notice that at the end of the play, the curtain on the stage would slowly close.
但之後嘅簾又會再一次重新打開。
But soon afterwards, the curtain will open again.
當呢個再一次打開嘅時候，裏邊嘅演員就會一齊企喺台上邊。
When the curtain is opened again, all the actors will stand up in front.
佢就會向台下嘅觀眾揮手啊、鞠躬，跟住台下啲觀眾就向佢哋鼓掌。
They will bow to the spectators and wave to the spectators, and the spectators will give them a round of applause.
我係諗。將來有一日安息禮拜遮住台上面呢塊簾會再一次嘅打開。
I was pondering in the future, in one day, the screen of the memorial service will once again open.
但係呢個台唔再係地上嘅台，而係天上基督面前嘅台。
But this it will no longer be the earthly stage. It will be the judgment seat of Christ.
主會呼喚每一個在地上邊忠心跟從佢嘅基督徒，將冠冕賜俾佢哋。
God will call to each one of His faithful follower, the Christians, and to give the crown to them.
就好似保羅喺提摩太後書四章八節講到：從此以後，有公義的冠冕為我存留，就是按著公義審判的主，到了那日要賜給我的，不但賜給我，也賜給凡愛慕他顯現的人。
As what Paul says in 2 Timothy, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
我哋從回應詩歌，我願跟隨我救主。
Let us sing the responding hymn.
請我哋唱回應詩歌。
Please stand and sing responding hymn follow on.
同心祷告。
Let us pray。
一点我真系同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, in one heart we give you thanks and praises。
跟随，我愿跟随我哋救主耶稣基督。
Follow on. I'm willing to follow our Lord Savior。
主啊，呢个系我哋嘅诗歌，亦都系我哋嘅盼望。
Lord, this is our hymn and also our hope。
主，我哋感谢将一个咁清楚嘅目标放喺我哋嘅面前。
We thank you for giving us such a clear goal。
主啊，你要我哋得到一个不能坏嘅冠冕。
Lord, you want us to get this crown that will last forever。
主啊，求你开我哋眼睛，我哋睇到呢个你要赐俾我哋嘅冠冕。
Lord, may you open our eyes so that we can see this crown that you are going to award to us。
以致呢个冠冕能够成为我哋每日生活里边嘅目标。
So that this crown can be the goal of our daily life。
赐俾我哋内心里边大大嘅渴望，要得到嘅冠冕。
Give us a strong desire and longing in our hearts to obtain this crown。
亦都帮助我哋，让我哋能够为咗冠冕能够全力以赴。
Help us so that for the sake of this crown, we can do our utmost。
主啊，直到我哋见你面嘅时候，能够得到主你称赞为有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
So that on the day when we see you, you will give us the praise that we are good and faithful servants。
我哋祷告、祈求、感谢，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, petition are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
请坐。Please be seated.